International cooperation on challenges like global warming require a common understanding and appreciation of the changing planet in a language everyone can understand. Pictures of stranded polar bears and flooded Pacific islands, satellite pictures of shrinking glaciers and vanishing ice can sharpen and clarify the urgency of the problem for all to see. But sometimes sound is worth a million pictures in telling the story of a changing planet. This roar is from a newsreel made back in the 1930s, and it's all that's left of what was once the largest waterfall in North America, Celilo Falls on the mighty Columbia River. It went silent in 1957 when it was submerged by the rising waters behind the Dalles Dam. That silence symbolized the obliteration of a gathering place for Native Americans that was a center of fishing, culture, and cooperation for thousands of years. A sound and a people gone. Bernie Krause recorded this soundscape of a habitat that may soon disappear. He's invented the field of soundscape ecology to tell the story and sound of a changing planet, a symphony, he says, being silenced as sounds, like players in a grand orchestra, vanish from the wild.
In 1983, I was on this mission for the California Academy of Sciences to record in Kenya, and I had picked a time of year to record in Africa that I thought was going to be very rich with sound. And it didn't really occur to me that seasons played an important role, because most of the recordings that have been done to that point were single species recordings. So we went out and we kind of deconstructed the natural world in an abstract way. And our missions always were, as ornithologists, to go out and record and separate out these individual sounds so we could have the numbers and put them in our archives. Well, when I first started working on this in 1968, what I thought was that there was much more information in the complete recordings rather than just individual birds or mammals or insects. So that's how I got into this, and that's how I began to hear it.
And as you travel around the world, and I've traveled around the world, it's striking the differences in what you hear at night when nobody's talking and when you walk outside or when you're in a tent just listening to crickets in one season, the winter silence, the howling of coyotes. What do these soundscapes mean to you?
Most recently, the thesis that we've come up with is that these sounds occur, particularly where we live, for instance. I live in an area that's a temperate zone, and this is actually the beginning of the year. This is the beginning of Darwin's timeline of evolution, if you want. This time of year, we hear just insects, crickets and insects. That's all we hear at night. And around December, after the rains are established, when it's a normal season, of course, we begin to hear frogs. So we hear the insects first, and then we hear the amphibians and reptiles. And then in February or March, we hear the birds come into the chorus. And then we hear, finally, the mammals, the coyotes, the foxes, and different critters that are wild and vocalized around here. So it follows exactly that timeline of evolution, and it's incredible how it works out.
And the stories of your soundscapes over time tell some fairly provocative stories of humanity's impact on the world. I want to play this minute-long set of clips that you recorded in the same place. Tell me about the place where you decided to record this, Sugarloaf State Park.
Sugarloaf State Park is about a 20-minute drive from where my wife and I live, and I've been recording there since 1993. So we've seen the changes over time. And this recording, it's a spring soundscape, a dawn chorus at sunrise when the birds are their most active in the spring. This is the first one recorded in 2004.
Beautiful.
And the second in 2009, 5 years later. And the bird density is beginning to drop off at this point, partly because of global warming, we think. And here's 2014, 3 years into the drought.
Wow.
Wait. In 2015,
It started. I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
It's like smack. It's like silence.
No bird song.
Very
the
little.
The silence.
Very little.
Silent spring. It's silent springtime.
What does that tell you?
Well, I mean, it tells me that these critters are under a lot of stress. I mean, we have a bird feeder outside of our house, and we have a lot of birds showing up, but there hasn't been a peep coming from them, not a single sound coming from these birds.
Tell me about some other places that you've collected for your various collections. I'm thinking particularly of your sound collections from Sumatra.
Well, Sumatra is important because when we recorded there in the early 90s, we really captured a lot of Aceh province. Aceh province, if you remember, was the site of the 2004 tsunami, and it wiped out a lot of the coastal area. But the people had to rebuild their houses, so they went back up into the forest, and they began to cut down the trees to rebuild their houses and also to use the wood for firewood. Well, those forests were protected. They were part of an area that orangutans still lived and the clouded leopard and so on. When I recorded there, I actually captured the soundscape when it was quite alive. I haven't been back to get the result since people have begun to change that habitat. But I have to tell you that those that we have recorded, both in Costa Rica and also in the Sierra Nevada mountains, not too far from San Francisco, where we have had before and after examples of habitats changing, the changes are radical, even when we were doing just selective logging.
That's the sound of the Osa Peninsula in Costa Rica before and after logging in the late 1980s. Bernie Krause, have we lost our connection to the soundscapes in our urban 21st century life?
My impression of it is that we're kind of being screamed at by the sounds of the natural world to slow up a little bit and take a deep breath and stop utilizing and plundering these resources that are so fragile. And we've got to start thinking about how we're doing that.
Bernie Krause, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome, John.
Bernie Krause is the founder of the field of soundscape ecology. His new book, Voices of the Wild, Animal Songs, Human Din, and the Call to Save Natural Soundscapes, came out last month.